1340 96.5 KVGC around the world at kvgcradio.com. Time for a look at the news on this 14th day of April, a Friday for 2017. Well, topping the news today, the Plymouth City Council put the final touch on commercial marijuana sales and approved a design for a new Welcome to Plymouth sign during their meeting last night. The council unanimously voted to approve a second and final reading of a city ordinance that would ban all commercial marijuana sales, growing, and other related activities. While Proposition 64 allows personal use of the drug for recreational purposes, cities have the right to regulate or even ban commercial activities relating to pot. The council also voted to approve a new welcome sign for the city to be placed on Highway 49 at the southern edge of town and sponsored by the Plymouth Rotary Club. The new sign will stand 16 feet tall, have space for a welcome message, upcoming events in town, and signs from local service organizations. The council also voted to have the city manager negotiate a new contract for a cell tower, which is located on city property, and they also received an update on efforts to mark the centennial celebration of Plymouth.
Well, the Calaveras woman accused of shooting and killing her son at a marijuana farm back in 2015, back in court recently, according to reports. Melody Crowell went before Calaveras Superior Court Judge Grant Barrett on a motion to strike her confession, claiming investigators violated her Miranda rights. Barrett denied that motion. Crowell was charged in November of 2015 with first-degree murder for the death of Rocky Scarfo. The allegation was downgraded to murder in the second degree in August of 2016. Crowell's trial is expected to start May 3rd.
And new immunization laws seem to be having an impact. According to the State Department of Public Health, 95.6% of California students have received all of their required vaccinations, up from last year. In Amador County, 96.2% of students have all of their required vaccines, while in Calaveras County, 89.6% of the students do. Both counties showed increases when compared to previous years.
And gas prices continued their steady increase this week. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded increased 9 cents. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg reports that rising crude oil prices and last week's U.S. missile strike in Syria contributed to the gas price increase. Well, the national average for a gallon of regular is $2.43, and Lundberg predicts prices will climb a few more cents before starting to level off. The price is in California much higher than the average nationally, as refiners in state last month started the transition to the summer blend fuel. Now, the average price here in California is now around $2.99 a gallon. That's 56 cents more than the national average. Now, our KVGC survey shows regular unleaded selling between $2.59 and $3.17 in Amador County and $2.79 and $3.17 in Calaveras. And California's 12-cent gas tax increase, which was approved last week by lawmakers, is set to take effect in November.
The CHP reports a solo vehicle rollover accident on Highway 12 near Double Springs Road on Wednesday. According to the CHP, the solo vehicle incident happened just before 4 p.m. and involved a van. Two parties were removed from the vehicle by personnel and transported to Mark Twain Medical Center. Officers contacted the driver and determined the driver was under the influence of alcohol and was arrested. However, due to injuries, both the driver and passenger were flown to Modesto for treatment of those injuries. The driver will now be facing felony DUI charges. Highway 12 was closed down to one-way traffic control, with officers directing traffic for about 2 hours. The roadway was reopened just after 6 o'clock on Wednesday night.
Well, get your tickets now for a popular shrimp feed next month. The Sutter Creek Community Benefit Foundation will hold the third annual shrimp feed May 13th at the historic Native Sun Hall on Main Street, Sutter Creek. Now, the dinner includes all-you-can-eat shrimp and cocktail sauce, pasta, salad, French bread, and ice cream. There'll be raffles, auctions, wine tasting, and much more. Now, tickets are only $40. And to purchase your tickets, please call Sharon Brown at 267-5555. 03.
And due to a variety of factors, including the loyal volunteers with family commitments due to the Easter holiday, there'll be no Saturday bingo tomorrow, the 15th, at the Amador Senior Center. So please spread the word to your fellow bingo players. Next bingo will be held on May 20th. And happy Easter from the Senior Center. And a reminder for you that the Senior Center will be open till 4 o'clock today with the Easter candy for sale. So if you they have a limited supply left, but they do have a lot of See's candy. So if you want to bring some See's candy for Easter, pick it up today at the Senior Center. And that's a look at local news on this Friday, the 14th day of April for 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.